Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 101. I will sing of steadfast love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Morning by morning I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. The declarations and promises made in this psalm today are likely to have been made by King David, and he was assuring the people that he has every intention to be fair, strong, righteous, and upstanding. Even for David, though, these are lofty goals, and we know from the Scriptures that indeed, as great a king as David was, he wasn't really able to keep all of these promises exactly. Yet the Lord still saw fit to bless David with strength when he needed it, mercy in times when David was in deep despair, and granted him influence over those he ruled in many examples of integrity, and grace in his daily life amidst joys and struggles was his. When we compare these sincere pledges and promises to our own lives, it might cause us to squirm a little bit, knowing how we constantly fail to do what is good and right. How often can we honestly say that we boldly sing of Jesus' steadfast love? How many days can we say we have walked with integrity according to God's commands? All of them. Or kept our eyes from perverse desires and worthless things, not coveting what our neighbor has, nor gossiping about them behind their backs. Do we guard the integrity of our household by rightly discerning who we invite in? Well, if I were to look at my own report card on all of this, it would be marked with a lot of guilty, guilty, guilty marks. Because we know we are all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. We are all incapable of walking in true integrity according to God's precious word. But despair not, friend. Although we are imperfect in every way, unable to keep God's laws even when we determine to get it right today, there is one who is perfect in every way, perfectly obedient, perfectly loving, perfectly honest, perfectly trustworthy, perfectly forgiving, and perfectly holy in all things. Well, we know, of course, that that is God's own dear Son, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us on the cross and washes us clean with the forgiveness of all our sins when we were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In our baptisms, he created in us a clean heart and renewed his Holy Spirit within us. That is the faith which God created in us that draws us to him, to his word, so that we can make these bold promises to live lives of integrity as King David did. It is only with the Lord's help that we can even attempt it. In a recent sermon, our pastor made this very comforting point, that in the Lord's gospel alone do we find comfort in Christ. St. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh, for the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do." Well, I'm sure we've all experienced that, haven't we? Trying to do what is right, trying not to do what we know is wrong. But in the sermon, our pastor went on, we walk by the Spirit, only by faith, trusting in Christ and giving Him all the glory. We don't walk by the Spirit by fighting the flesh. We walk by the Spirit in order to fight against the flesh. By the hearing of God's Word, we are led by the Holy Spirit to grow in our understanding of this and to be strengthened to guard ourselves more and more against the temptations of the devil. It kind of makes me think of the school child who can't believe that they received a poor grade on their geography test, and then the mom asks, well, did you read all of your assignments and listen to your teacher in class? Learning doesn't come simply by wishing it, as I've heard many parents and teachers say. Well, as you can imagine, it's the same with God's holy word. From St. Paul in Romans chapter 10, verses 14 to 17, we hear, how then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And St. Paul goes on, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. I know that's sometimes easier to say than to do, but it is so important that we go to church to hear the preaching of God's holy word. I don't think it's difficult to agree that no nation on earth will ever have a ruler who is perfect. But as Christians, we do, and we hear about him every week in our services. Christ is our ruler, and even though we know we will often fail, we can, by the grace of God, morning by morning, trust in the promises of the Lord for his steadfast faithfulness, and especially for his forgiveness of all of our sins when we don't manage to do what is right and do what is wrong, and of course his promise to love us always. We pray. Dear Lord, as we begin each day anew, draw us to your word, that we might find comfort in your faithful promises to be with us and guide us, helping us to walk with integrity according to your commands. Assure each of us by your word of the certain hope of life everlasting with you in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.